seemingly in a stronger political position than his centrist rival in yesterday's elections, Benny Gantz. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report on what happens next.
The nation's president, Reuven Rivlin, acting in a largely ceremonial capacity, will choose a candidate for prime minister after hearing recommendations from the heads of all factions. He will then task the leading candidate with forming a government within 42 days. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears poised to be the president's choice, with close to complete unofficial election results giving his right-wing Likud and other nationalist and religious parties a solid majority in parliament. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New Zealand's parliament has approved a ban on automatic and semi-automatic weapons, a reaction to last month's mosque shooting attacks that took 50 lives in Christchurch. The vote was 119-1. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern in New Zealand's House of Representatives.
That none of them had just one gunshot wound. I struggle to recall any single gunshot wounds. In every case, they spoke of multiple injuries, multiple debilitating injuries that deemed it impossible for them to recover in days, let alone weeks, Mr. Speaker. They will carry disabilities for a lifetime, and that's before you consider the psychological impact. We are here because of them, and I believe that they are here with us, supporting what we are doing here today as well, because these weapons were designed to kill.
A 28-year-old Australian, Brenton Tarrant, has been charged with the killings. Once today's bill is signed by New Zealand's Governor-General, it's expected to go into effect on Friday. To stay on top of the news every day, you can go online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian investigators are calling for jailed U.S. investor Michael Calvi to be released from pretrial detention and placed under house arrest instead. Calvi is the founder of the Moscow-based private equity firm Baring Vostok. He and several associates were arrested in Moscow in February and charged with financial fraud. U.S. President Donald Trump was back on the attack today, aiming his rhetoric at those who call for the Mueller probe, which investigated possible Trump campaign collusion with Russia. Mr. Trump has a new favorite word for the investigation, treason.
What they did was treason. What they did was terrible. What they did was against our Constitution and everything we stand for.
Mr. Trump also used a long-cherished White House talking point.
Getting started on going back to the origins of exactly where this all started, because this was an illegal witch hunt. And everybody knew it, and they knew it too, and they got caught.
Meanwhile, U.S. Attorney General William Barr on Capitol Hill was asked if he considered the Mueller probe to be illegal. His answer was anything but direct.
It really depends on where you're sitting. If you are somebody who is being falsely accused of something, you would tend to view the investigation as
well. Well, you're sitting as the Attorney General of the United States with the constitutional responsibility, so if you could answer in that regard.
Well, I'm not going to characterize the, it is what it is. You know, Mueller and his team conducted an investigation and are issuing a report.
Barr has promised to release a redacted version of the Mueller report to Congress this month. A health emergency has been declared in New York City in response to a measles outbreak in an ultra-Orthodox Jewish community. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has a report.
Most of the cases are in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn.
The message today for all New Yorkers is to take measles seriously.
This is the largest outbreak in New York since 1991.
The only way to stop this outbreak is to ensure that those who have not been vaccinated get the vaccine.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says anyone who refuses to get a measles vaccine could be fined $1,000.
It's crucial for people to understand the measles vaccine works. It is safe. It is effective. It is time tested.
New York's health commissioner says there is resistance from some groups that believe the measles shots are dangerous. I'm Ed Donahue.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in is heading for Washington, scheduled to meet on Thursday with President Trump. Moon says he hopes he can revitalize stalled talks with North Korea, which collapsed after Mr. Trump and Kim Jong-un failed to reach an agreement during their February summit in Hanoi. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.
Voice of America. A1. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.